Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to another installment of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything. On this episode of Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with Magic big man Nikola Vucevic. He catches us up on what he's been doing to keep busy, his Netflix account, why he will not get into Tiger King, why he won't get on Instagram. He likes the mystery. People don't really get to peel back the curtain of Nikola Vucevic. He touches on Tom Brady and his decision to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A good discussion on following your favorite athletes. And he also touches on the Michael Jordan documentary that will be coming out here later this week. So lots of good stuff as we catch up with Magic big man Nick Vucevic on this edition of Magic Pod Squad.
This is Aaron Gordon of the Orlando Magic.
This is Evan Fournier.
This is Jonathan Isaac.
This is Mo Bamba.
Check out what's new with the Orlando Magic Pod Squad.
The host of characters give you a behind-the-scenes look at Magic basketball.
The Magic Pod Squad has you covered. Subscribe and rate on iTunes and the Google Play Store today.
Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, Nikola Vucevic, kind enough to join us. Vuce, I know you got a ton going on, right? You're slammed during the day, or do you have some downtime? Now, the last couple of weeks, what have you been up to?
It's been kind of a mix, from 7 a.m. to about noon is, chasing around with my son, and then he naps for about an hour and a half or two. And then again, for another few hours, we chase around and he goes to bed. So my downtime is when he sleeps, and when he's up, it's, full on, nonstop, running around. But, it's great because, in season, we travel so much, we're away so much. And he was starting to realize that I was gone. And, you could tell he was a little different when I wasn't home. And so now that I'm home, he's very excited. As soon as he wakes up, he comes into our room and wakes me up and wants to play. So it's a great time. So I know it's a difficult time, but one of the positives that we can, spend it with our families, especially the people that usually have to travel a lot and are not home as much.
So, Vuce, when he's napping, is that the time? Like, what are you doing to stay in shape at this point, or what's the routine like as far as staying a little bit ready?
I work out almost.
We can only see your face.
Well, there's a reason it's only my face.
Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Now, I've been working out, almost every day. I was able to get some weights and order some weights before. He got really backed up from his company to like call power blocks. It was just one big block, and then you kind of take a little piece in and out to whatever way you want to do. So I was able to get that in now. If you try to order, it's like 3 or 4 weeks out because everybody got those. So I got that. I got a bike, a Peloton bike, which is great. They have a lot of great workouts on those, and I have a rowing machine that I do, and then I have a bike that I'll just ride around my neighborhood. So different things to keep me busy, keep me somewhat in shape. Obviously, it's much different than when we play, when you actually have a whole weight room and training facility. But I'll try to do as much as you can. And then also pass time. But I try to do it every few times a week, so I maintain somewhat a good shape.
Now, we talked to a couple other guys. They said that the team has sent them, you know, like a workout tailored just for them. And if they needed some equipment, they brought some equipment over to the house. What have they done? I'm assuming they've done similar stuff for you there, too?
Yeah. You know, I keep in touch with the strength coach a lot, you know, kind of, you know, asking him questions, what he wants me to do, things of that nature. He brought me some stuff as well. But I was able to, as soon as, you know, the NBA shut down everything, I started ordering, you know, gear for my home. And I had some before. I have a little fitness area. And so I was just ordering some extra stuff to make sure, you know, if this does happen, that I have something at home to stay ready to keep working out. Unfortunately, I don't have Instagram, so I can't do lives like Evan showing off my workouts. Currently, people are really enjoying those. But I mean, just, you know, I think it's important, you know, to stay in shape because, you know, I mean, obviously we all don't know what's going to happen, but what if we do, you know, play again this year, you know, it'll be good to have done something so you're not all flat when you come back.
One of the biggest questions, you mentioned Instagram, one of the biggest questions we get from fans is why aren't you on Instagram? That seems to be where, you know, Evan's on there posting his workouts and all that. What, Vooch, why would you say you're not on Instagram yet?
I'm just not a big social guy, social media guy. You know, I have Twitter, but the main reason I have Twitter is because it's a great picture.
I mean, look at these pictures. Yeah. These are the type of things, right? Isn't this what Instagram's all about? Things like that.
I'm singing to DJ, as you can tell by his face. He's not very happy with
what
that.
What are you singing? What are you singing?
I think if I remember right, it was Living in a Prayer by Bon Jovi. They play that a lot in our arena. Right. Also, they don't really change much of the songs in the arena during the game, but that's a whole other subject. But but yeah, that was I think we're up big, and so I was just singing, messing around with him. Obviously, he wasn't enjoying it. There, I look like I'm in high school.
you look shy there, very shy.
Really high schoolish picture.
Yeah, your Letterman's jacket.
Looks nice. Actually, that's a very nice jacket. The sleeves are a little short, but we made it work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the reason you see there, I'm celebrating a win. I was joking, but everybody thought it was serious. Yeah. I just like to mess with Jeff Ford, the photographer, because he always wants me to take like pictures and create content, and I always mess around with him and I always like do stupid stuff. So he ruins his picture and he gets upset. And sometimes they work out like that. You know, I was joking around and it worked out. Just, you know, something fun, but. I don't have Instagram because I'm not a big social media guy. Like I said, I have Twitter mainly to read news. Sometimes I'll tweet here, there, something. But I'm not a big, you know, I don't like to take pictures too much. You know, we do it all the time and stuff. So when I'm home, I try to stay away from my phone as much as I can and, you know, do the whole picture taking. I feel like it's taken away from the moment. I feel like I would spend so much time on my phone and always be on, you know, something. I'm already like on Twitter when there are news and stuff now, especially like you're always reading and stuff. So with Instagram, it'd be even worse. So it's mainly that, just kind of, you know, make sure, you know, I kind of don't put myself in that position. But for some things, you know, for professional athletes, Instagram can be great because it can, you know, help you with your fans, with your fan base, you know, can get your endorsement. You can do, you know, things you're interested in. You can find a lot of things on there. Or it's almost kind of like, you know, another type of Google. If you, you know, you want to go on vacation, you can look up hotels, you can look places to go. I don't know, you want to buy a car, you can find cars on it. You can like do whatever you want on it. If you're a single guy, it's not bad either.
What are we getting at there?
So I don't know. But certain things of it, obviously, I think people are doing a little too much on there. So I don't know. There's some good and bad. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm a little more old school. There are times where I was thinking about it, but I just don't want to spend, you know, too much time on it. So
are there certain teammates?
Shrinking, by the way? It looks like you're shrinking down into your couch. It looks like the couch is.
Yeah, my couch is actually the more you see, that's why I can't show my whole body. That I've been sinking, you know,
a little you're bit. Falling, you know, deeper into the, like everybody else, you're just falling.
It's the extra weight.
Yeah. Being big chair that you're sitting on there. What it does, like when you're with Evan, is he just looking for all the pictures of him walking into arenas that he can put on Instagram?
He does that a lot actually now. It's a thing now in the NBA, which is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't put time to kind of put, you know, outfits together. Some are, you know, over the top, but some are nice. You know, same with Evan. Some are nice. More are over the top than, but you know, it's his thing. He's French, and I think, but he does, you know, looks for pictures, asks, you know, for pictures and posts them. But it actually helps him because, you know, a lot of those brands are French. And so it can help him, you know, do stuff with them, you know, make some, I don't know, collaborations or get deals or whatever. So for him, it's good. It can help him. But I just feel like the only issue is if one, five or 10 guys do it, everybody starts doing it. And that's the whole thing that kind of knows me with social media is, somebody does one thing and it's successful, another guy does it, and then it's just everybody, and then they ruin it. And so it's like, okay, you know, so I think certain things just go too far, and then like the fun of it, the intrigue part behind it, you know, it's kind of gone because it's everywhere. So it's like try to be creative on your own. Don't just copy other people.
And that's what drives people crazy. There's an air of mystique around Vooch because he doesn't peel back the curtain enough. And people feel they don't, you know what I mean? So it adds to the intrigue, right?
But for me, growing up, that's how it was because there wasn't any social media. There wasn't anything. There were a few documentaries here and there, interviews. So you always wonder, like, oh, how was Michael Jordan, you know? Right. Or before, like, how even when I, like, was, like, 12, 13, 14, like, how was LeBron? How was Kobe? How was Tim Duncan? Well, he still is, you know, nobody knows much about him. You know, how are all these guys that you're following that you want to know so much about it and you can't? So in your mind as a kid, you're imagining things, you know, you're thinking of things. And the thing that adds to, you know, to you admiring somebody is because you don't really know him like that. To where nowadays everything is so, you know, to over some things are good, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not as good. But I think that, you know, I like that part to where you don't know anything about everybody and you're trying to figure it out. And when you watch an interview, you know, you learn something new and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. To where, well, nowadays it's much, much harder to do that. Nowadays, if you don't have that, you know, people look at you as like, oh, you're weird. You're odd. Like, and everybody's like, well, why doesn't Kawhi do all this and that? And he just doesn't. He just, you know, plays basketball and that's all he cares for. And so people look at him like it's something not okay because he doesn't do all the, you know, other stuff that nowadays, you know, people want to do.
But I think I'm fine with it. If you just want to have Twitter, that's okay. That's one less thing for me to check, honestly, is if you
don't. Well, I don't think my Twitter is much trouble.
No, your Twitter's no trouble.
Let me ask you this, and George can probably answer this from a PR perspective, but with all this downtime, I'm hoping you have a chance to get into some TV shows and documentaries, and I am really hoping you've come across Tiger King. I'm really hoping you've watched a few episodes of that.
I've been told to watch it by multiple people and I haven't yet. The reason is because I'm a big animal lover and I don't know how animals look on there. And you know, if it's not positive, I'm going to get very upset. And so for me, those shows where I see people thinking that they're above animals for whatever reason, it really bothers me. So for that reason, I haven't watched it yet, but I probably will. But I have a feeling I'll be pretty upset afterwards.
I think you're going to be upset.
I don't get the whole thing because we're humans. We're above animals. It doesn't make sense. Well,
this is from the disguise of where I'm trying to save them, right? Everybody involved is trying to save. It's supposed to be for the betterment of animals, yet they're profiting greatly from it. So it doesn't.
I think if, you know, unless it's like a pet, you know, like an actual pet, like a dog or a cat or, you know, animals that like to be around humans like that in a home and stuff. Most other animals, I'm pretty sure they prefer to be in the wild doing their own thing. You know, even when you go to like SeaWorld and they tell you like, oh, the dolphins are great because they eat as much as they want. Yeah, but they're swimming in like a pool that's 10 by 10. They're not great. Or you go and there's a huge whale that's like almost fits pool like from one end to the other end. And I'm like, no, it's not like, I mean, I'm sure you guys feed it and you play it and everything's great, but like, I'm sure it'd be much happier if you put it back in the ocean and it could go wherever they want to, you know, do whatever they want.
This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything.
And what about you, Vooch? Don't you have a dog? You have a dog, right?
No, I don't. Actually, I wanted to get a dog multiple times, but the only reason why is because when we go home, you know, it's a really long flight. It's 2-3 flights. And so the reason why is because it's always in the summer.
Oh, that's
like
true.
Layovers and things are long, and I don't want my dog sitting in a cage and, like, you know, on the tarmac waiting for the plane to take over or whatever. And you don't know how the people got to. I know they're like services now that are better and better, but you hear all these horror stories. So for that reason, my wife and I kind of holding off for that because I want a big dog. I don't want a small dog. I'm not going to carry a dog that's as big as this bottle. so I'm going to get a bigger dog. And so if it has to be in a cage for, you know, 15 to 17 hours. No, I'm not going to do that. It's just, no, I don't think it's right.
That's true.
Well, you can see in the background here, Vooch, and as you know, we've had a lot of conversations about Tom Brady. And I, as a Patriots fan, am greatly disturbed that he's leaving New England. But if he had to go anywhere, he's right down the road in Tampa Bay. So I'll be there. I'll be supporting Tom Brady. What do you make of that? He's an icon, and I know it's a different sport.
Hold on. Wait a second. Stop. No, you won't. You're not going to go to Tampa. Come on. You're going to be a Tampa fan now just because Tom Brady's over there?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'll cheer for the
Patriots. Are you still going to be a Patriots fan or more? Or which more? Like, if they play, who –
How could this even be a question?
This is how I feel. Tom Brady, to me, has done so much for New England that if they were to meet in the Super Bowl, Bucks and Patriots, then the only time in my life I would want Tom Brady to win that Super Bowl.
Oh, you're crazy.
Nope, that's how you're I feel.
What if Tom Brady went to the Jets or the Dolphins? He's right down the road. What if he went to the Dolphins?
Yeah, well, it's different. That's kind of a rivalry, but I want him to. If he went to the Raiders, I'd want him to win. If he went to the Broncos, the Dolphins and Jets would be tough. But
Vooch, go ahead, weigh in, Vooch, because he's not right. You know, he's not right.
I understand where it's coming from. Brady is like the reason New England is New England.
Thank you.
It is.
Stop it.
100%.
Everybody knows about New England because of Brady. That's true. It's just a fact. I know about New England because of Brady. I just got into football a few years ago, so. I was really surprised because I'm big on the whole, you know, if you can stay with one team and do special things like he, you know, he's done, you know, it's special and it's hard to like do that. Even if you go to like five different teams and win everywhere, it's never going to be the same as just doing it in one team. That's just the way I look at it. So I was really surprised, you know, you've been there for so 20 years. It's not like it was like 5, 10 years, and it's like 20 years. You know, he is New England. He's the Patriots. You know, no matter what happens, it's him. And I was very surprised that he left. I don't know. I mean, we were all guessing something didn't really work out between him and Belichick. But, you know, it's to me, it's unfortunate. It's going to be, you know, kind of odd to watch him play in Tampa. But it also then it'll be interesting to see how do they do without each other. You know, how do they work without each other? And so it'll be interesting. It'll bring us, I guess it'll bring excitement to the NFL to watch it and have some fun. But I mean, I don't know, maybe he got tired of the cold or he wanted, but then, you know, why leave Boston for Tampa, really? But
I guess if David Ortiz went to the Yankees, Dante would root for the Yankees that season. I guess that's the same thing, right?
I think you have exceptions. I feel like we did Tom dirty. I feel like that guy should have had a blank check to stay as long as he wants. And under these circumstances, He should never have been anywhere else.
You can't treat him the way you treat everybody. You can't.
No, you can't do it.
It also sends kind of a, you know, bad message to the rest of the league. Like, why would I want to go there if you treated him like that, the best of all time?
Exactly.
Like, so I don't know.
Agreed.
We'll see. Time will tell, you know, who was right and who made the right decision. But he has some pretty good, you know, weapons around him in Tampa, so it could be fun to watch.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Do you miss watching sports? Like if you didn't have a basketball game, would you watch other NBA games? I know you'd be watching soccer. I don't know how much you get into baseball really, but do you miss watching other sports like we all do?
Oh, for sure. That's why I've been on YouTube watching a lot of highlights, older highlights, NBA, NFL, soccer, a bunch of different things, just to kind of, I mean, I'm a huge sports guy, so you always want to, watch those. And so definitely miss it. Usually in my house, I always have a TV on with sports on it, usually ESPN or something. And whatever's on, you watch it. But it's definitely weird that there are, no sports. Everything is shut down. Definitely didn't expect that. But especially for me being a soccer fan, now it's the end of the season.
Yeah,
teams are fighting, for the championship, and then you have the Champions League, the big games coming up. So it's definitely a weird time, but of course we have to take care of everybody's health first.
How many times have you gone to YouTube and typed in Nikola Vucevic highlights? Have you done that at all?
No, I have, but only once, but it wasn't to watch recent highs. It was to watch some older stuff. It was more my wife and I wanted to see how I was when I was watched some college highlights, some like my first year with the Magic in Philly, things kind of see how I was when I was younger. But I watched my highlights here and there. I think most players do that. You go on YouTube, you find your highlights, some good games. It's always good to watch. I think in a way maybe it helps your confidence and kind of, especially now when we can't play. But lately I've been watching a lot of Jordan highlights. Watched a lot of Kobe highlights. I watched some LeBron early on when it was the first time in Cleveland. Mainly those three guys lately.
There's a documentary coming out on Michael Jordan. It's going to come out here in a couple of weeks. Yeah. 10 parts here. I mean, how excited are you for that? And what is it that kind of like the same thing. He has not been on social media, so this is peeling back the curtain. But there's just so much intrigue about Michael Jordan, the greatest player to ever play.
Well, that's the thing. Like there are all these stories about him, and people say that, but you could never seen him really talk. How it was in practice. You haven't seen footage of it. You haven't seen him go at somebody really. You've seen here and there on the games and stuff, but it wasn't like behind the scenes anything much about him. So I think that's why people are so excited, because they're for obviously the Bulls runs are some of the greatest runs in sports ever, but we don't really know much about them other than what you've seen on TV. So I think that's why everybody's so excited about documentary, because it looks like for the first time they're gonna release some behind the scenes stuff, some stuff that people don't know about. They're the dirty laundry. That's an expression, right? Yeah. So it's gonna be. It's going to be really interesting. I saw that they moved it up, so hopefully they didn't rush it. They still did it right. I'm hoping for that. But I think it'll be great. I think that it's a dynasty. Everybody's excited to see it, how it all was, the trash talk, how Michael was towards his teammates and everything. And to me, I just saw on YouTube a few days ago, there was this video when first year he retired, I think it was after, it's like 99, or 2000, whatever. I mean, first year or second year after he retired, the Bulls had drafted some rookie, and he was talking to one of the team guys that was playing when Michael was there too, and he was like, yeah, if Mike was there, I'd beat him. He's too old now, this and that. So Michael heard about it. He came one day to practice just to beat him, and he beat him one-on-one, easy, and it was a big story. And to me, I love hearing those stories and like how that guy was competitive, and it's just amazing to hear all that.
Don't you think, George, could you imagine Vooch in that triangle? Don't you think he won with Luke Longley, Bill Wennington, Will Perdue? Could you imagine a guy like Vooch running the tribe, the passing, the give and go, the shoot? Could you imagine? Wouldn't that have been fun to watch?
I'm not going to lie to you. You could probably imagine me in the triangle with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Probably be amazing.
I do kind of want to see you in the triangle, George. No question about that.
Vooch wants to see me in the triangle too. Yeah, oh, geez.
I want to see you shoot a basketball. I've never seen that happen.
It's been a long time. I'm retired now. I used to play. I mean, it's been a long time, though.
Oh, no, he's good. He's a good passer. So, Vooch, it's now that we're all quarantined in our homes, I don't know about you, but I've got a ton of housework that I've got to do. You probably have people doing that for you, but I've got a ton of stuff that I've got to physically get out there and do projects. Are you learning to cook? Are you doing stuff around the house? Do you have a green thumb? What do you got?
I've actually cleaned up my closets. It's not finished yet. I had a lot of, old gear, a lot of old clothes and stuff that I have. So I've been clearing that out, making room in my closet. So I've done that a few times. I've built some toys for my son. But it's actually helped my wife clean the house because our cleaning lady, she's not working now, so I helped her do that. Things here and there, especially like the first week or 2 weeks after everything just stopped. I had so much extra energy, and I was just looking for things to do. And so that's when I was doing a bunch of stuff around the house just to kind of clean up the house. They always have stuff hang here and there, things like, oh, we just keep that here for a while, and then we use it eventually. You never do, and so I kind of made sure to kind of get rid of a bunch of those stuff, clean up our house.
But Vooch gave me grief because I was texting him trying to arrange a couple of things during this time. He told me to leave him alone like 6 times, which is fine. But then I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to get back with you as soon as I'm done cleaning my pool. And he goes, wait a minute, you don't have a pool guy. And I sent him a picture of myself out by the pool. And then he got on me. He goes, well, you have a screen. He goes, what do you need to do?
No, I got on you because I don't understand why people have screens. It ruins the whole backyard.
I have a small backyard, and I also have a neighbor that's pretty close. So
I do too.
If you have oak trees, then
the whole point is, having open so you can see the view, Yep. But
I don't have much of a view in the back. Not much of a view. The small neighborhood.
I do my suntanning in my grass right in the front.
Right on the side. I like to do mine on the front lawn so all the neighbors can see me when they go by.
This podcast is presented to you by the all-new Seltos SUV from Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic. Give it everything.
All right, Vooch, we got a game for you, all right? This is called Who Tweeted It, all right? So they have assembled some tweets from some of your Magic teammates, and you have to decipher the tweet and let us know who it came from, okay? So we'll try to start you off easy, all right? This one says, what's this about? T. Ross calling me a giraffe, right? With one of these symbols. So who do you think that tweet came
that
from?
That was, I think, Mo or Isaac.
Isaac, yep.
It was Isaac. Right. Yep, that's a good one.
Okay.
Are you going to go to the next one, Dante, or you got this one?
Next one, okay. This one says, this 2 chains with a fire symbol. This 2 chains with a fire symbol.
Wes?
That'd be a good guess. No. I'll give you one more shot at it.
Aaron?
Good guess. Markelle Fultz with it. So I don't know if he plays that for you in the locker room, if he's a big 2 chains guy, Vooch.
I wouldn't really know, actually, because I wouldn't be able to recognize if it was 2 chains. I haven't listened to him much.
That's awesome.
All right, I got one for you. This one says, I need all drivers to understand what the fast lane is for. Shake my head.
That sounds like it could be me, but it's not me.
That was not you.
No,
That would be you.
I thought about tweeting a lot of times when I'm driving about people, but then I realized it wouldn't do anything, so I didn't. That could be Evan, maybe.
I thought it was Evan too, but when it turns out it's Wes. I guess Wes was a little frustrated that day. and said, I need all the drivers to understand what the fast lane is for.
So you wonder, Vooch, what so do you
is, think? Is there fast lane technically?
Well, the left lane, if you're driving.
It's supposed to be in Florida now, especially in Orlando, is whatever, you know, people feel like driving that day, they're just driving.
That's true. That's true.
The people that are going 40 in the far left lane and watching a stream of people drive around them, what do you think that person is thinking about?
Well, a lot of times I've caught them on their phone.
Okay.
Or I think they just don't know and don't really care for anything going on around them. They're just, you know, driving. They're like, it's my world. Y'all just live in it and it's what it is. And right. I really like a lot of times if it's a minivan, more often than not, it's tourists and you just see them staring at a GPS. Like okay. There are 85 exits and they're going to miss it. So where it's just like one of them and just like follow it. And so in my area, there is quite a bit of tourists. So I'm like, okay. At first I was like, okay, I can understand. But then I'm like, it's not complicated. It's like one exit and it's like a couple of miles, there's another exit. There's big numbers. Like it's easy. Like Orlando is very easy to drive. Well, I know now the I-4 is a little messed up, but before it was like the same thing and it was fine. Like they're, not that many. It's not like you live in LA and there's all these roads and all these freeways. It's literally the I-4 and that's it. Like the tourists never go on the 4A because you have to pay for it, so they don't do it.
So or me. I don't want to pay for it either. All right, I got one more for you. See if you can get this one. Maybe this is the last one, Dante. It says, when I grow up, I want to be Luis Scola.
Good one. That's me.
Why Luis Scola?
Well, it was in the World Cup. It was actually Evan, France. They were playing Argentina, and Luis Scola killed them. And everybody was talking about it because, you know, he's already 39. He might be even 40. And, you know, nobody expected him to really play at that level still, you know. And he, like destroyed France. It was, like, amazing to watch. So it was, you know, kind of a showing respect to Luis Scola. Like, when I grow up, you know, I want to be like him. And he just played great. And so I didn't expect that. It was like my best tweet ever. Everybody like retweeted it, liked it. It was like my phone was going crazy. I'm like, oh, hold up. Like, and then I went in and I saw it. Yeah, but he was playing great. It was really impressive to see.
All right. Good stuff. Appreciate it, man. Hey, no problem. Safe. Most importantly, be safe and great job. You were one of the first ones to step up and help everybody in this community. I know everybody greatly appreciates that, and you've done it. You've been on the forefront of that, and I know you speak for everybody. We want to get through this together and hope everyone does the right thing, and hopefully at some point, Vooch, let's get back to playing games.
Oh, for sure. And most importantly, obviously, we all have to, you know, stay safe, you know, be smart, you know, enjoy our time with our families. I know that's a good thing in this. But yeah, you know, try to help others and think of others, you know, even if, you know, it can affect, you know, maybe people in our position because, you know, we're, you know, athletes, we're, you know, have good immune systems, we have to think of others. And so just be smart, you know, listen to what, you know, the experts have to say. And I know hopefully, you know, this will be over, you know, before too long. And, you know, we'll get back to, you know, playing and everybody, you know, enjoying the sports and, you know, their time together.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Be well.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Orlando Magic Pod Squad, presented by Kia, official vehicle of the Orlando Magic.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.